Cybercrime is a global problem that's been dominating the news cycle. It not just poses a threat to individual security, but it poses an even bigger threat to large international companies, banks, and governments. Today's organized cybercrimes outshadow lone hackers of the past. Today, large organized crime rings function like startups and often employ highly trained developers who are constantly innovating online attacks. With so much data to exploit out there, cybersecurity has become the need of the hour. So if you are someone who is interested in making a career in cybersecurity, here is Vajiha from Edureka with a whole new session on cybersecurity career. We'll start off our discussion by understanding what is cybersecurity and reasoning out why it is required. Following that, we shall take a look at cybersecurity as a career path that includes the benefits of learning cybersecurity, the cybersecurity job market, the various job roles and salaries, cybersecurity eligibility, and the skills that organizations look for. So before we begin, just make sure you subscribe to our channel and hit the bell icon to stay updated with all the latest Edureka videos. Also, if you are interested in getting an online training certification in cybersecurity, check out the link given in the description box below. So coming back towards the session, what is cybersecurity? Cybersecurity refers to a set of techniques used to protect the integrity of networks, programs, and data from attack, damage, or unauthorized access. From a computing point of view, security comprises of cybersecurity and physical security. Both are used by enterprises to protect against unauthorized access to data centers and other computerized systems. Information security, which is designed to maintain the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of data, is a subset of cybersecurity. The use of cybersecurity can help prevent cyber attacks, data breaches, and identity theft that can aid in risk management. So when talking about cybersecurity, you might be wondering, what are we trying to protect ourselves against? Well, there are three main aspects that we are trying to control. That is, unauthorized access, unauthorized deletion, and unauthorized modification. These three terms are synonymous with the very commonly known CIA triad, which stands for confidentiality, integrity, and availability. The CIA triad is also commonly referred to as the three pillars of security, and most important security policies of an organization are built on these three principles. So why do we need cybersecurity? It can be rightfully said that today's generation lives on the internet, and we general users are almost ignorant as to how those random bits of ones and zeros reach securely to our computer. For a hacker, it's a golden age. With so many access points, public IPs, and constant traffic and tons of data to exploit, black hat hackers are having one hell of a time exploiting vulnerabilities and creating malicious software for the same. Above that, cyber attacks are evolving day by day. Hackers are becoming smarter and more creative with their malware, and how they bypass virus scans and firewalls still baffles many people. Therefore, there has to be some sort of protocol that protects us against all these cyber attacks and makes sure that our data doesn't fall into the wrong hands. This is exactly why we need cybersecurity. How is it actually implemented? Well, there are numerous procedures for actually implementing cybersecurity, but there are three main steps when actually fixing a security-related issue. The first step is to recognize the problem that is causing the security issue. Say, for instance, we have to recognize whether there is a denial of service attack or a man in the middle attack. The next step is to evaluate and analyze the problem. We have to make sure that we isolate all the data and information that may have been compromised in the attack. Finally, after evaluating and analyzing the problem, the last step is to develop a patch that actually solves the problem and brings back the organization to a running state. When identifying, analyzing, and treating a cyber attack, there are three principles that are kept in mind for various calculations. These principles basically are vulnerability, threat, and risk. So now that you have a brief idea of what is cybersecurity and why it is required, let's move on and take a look at cybersecurity as a career path. So talking about cybersecurity as a career path, the first thing that we have to talk about is the benefits of learning cybersecurity. Now, there are a number of key factors that have made cybersecurity certification such a brilliant career choice. In today's session, I'll be discussing some of the most important benefits of cybersecurity. Cybersecurity has slowly transformed into an evergreen industry. Just like air pollution was a byproduct of the Industrial Revolution, cyber attacks are a similar byproduct of the digital revolution. Keeping this situation in mind and looking at the advances we have made as a community since the invention of internet, I think it is very much obvious to conclude that cybersecurity as a viable career option that is here to stay. With the advent of topics like big data, Internet of Things, and cloud computing, the permanent stature of cybersecurity and the magnitude of its importance has been very well set in stone. So if you wish to learn cybersecurity in today's age, it's definitely a very good idea. Traveling across the world as a cybersecurity professional. For those of you who aspire to travel the globe, cybersecurity might just be the perfect career path. Thousands of homegrown cybersecurity experts are working to protect businesses, government agencies, and general customers. On a global scale, this rise in cyber attacks is outpacing the supply of cyber defenders. This results in penalty of opportunities for cybersecurity professionals and experts to travel overseas to serve their skills, which are in high demand. Hence, if you ever wanted to work in a different country, then a career in cybersecurity might just be your perfect passport to success. Very good salaries. I think we all can agree that money makes the world go round. The world has realized the sheer importance of cybersecurity, with stories in the news almost every week of new cyber attacks. Faced with online attacks, business and government agencies are looking for experts who can protect their systems from cyber criminals. And for that, they are willing to pay high salaries and provide training and development. There are great opportunities for anyone starting a career in cybersecurity, as the salaries in cybersecurity have a greater growth potential than 90% of the other industries. For senior security professionals, earnings can surpass the average median by a vast amount. Also, earnings are based on merit. That includes your skills and your experience. A job that never gets boring. Due to unpredictable nature of the future, a career in cybersecurity is not and cannot be static and stale. You will be challenged on a regular basis. There will be new and unexpected failures, as well as amazing and surprising discoveries. One certainly is that attackers will continue to develop new exploits on a constant basis, and it is your job to find creative and optimized solutions for the arising problems. As a cybersecurity professional, you will be solving new puzzles, fighting off new demons, and supporting new activities on a regular basis. So if you tend to easily get bored due to things being monotonous, fret not. Cybersecurity never gets boring. A variety of industries to choose from. As a cybersecurity professional, you are not confined to a singular industry, unlike a majority of the professional world. Digitalization is taking place across a lot of industries. With advancements in fields of IoT, big data, automation, and cloud computing, we could say we are going through a digital revolution. So being a cybersecurity professional doesn't stop you from working in a hospital, school, government agencies, or top secret military agencies. The gates are wide open as almost everybody wants to be secure on the digital front. So those were some of the most important benefits of choosing cybersecurity as a career path. Now let's move on and take a look at the job market of cybersecurity. According to the official annual cybersecurity jobs report, by Cybersecurity Ventures, sponsored by Herjavec Group, there will be 350% growth in open cybersecurity positions from 2013 to 2021. According to Robert Herjavec, founder and CEO of the Herjavec Group, there is a 0% unemployment rate in cybersecurity and opportunities in this field are endless. Out of 3.5 million open cybersecurity positions expected by 2021, Cybersecurity Ventures estimates that more than 2 million openings will be in the Asia-Pacific region and nearly 400,000 will be in Europe. The US has a total employed cybersecurity workforce consisting of 715,000 people and there are currently 314,000 unfilled positions according to CyberSeek, a project that is supported by National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, or NICE, that is a program of National Institute of Standards and Technology in the US Department of Commerce. So as you can see, cybersecurity is very much in demand in today's job market. The same report also elaborates on cybersecurity trends. If there's one trend that everyone can agree on, It's that cybersecurity is a fast-growing market with tremendous career opportunities. The cybersecurity unemployment rate was at 0% in 2019, and it's been there since 2021. Cybersecurity Ventures forecasts that 100% of large corporations, that includes the Fortune 500 and Global 2000 companies, globally will have a CISO or equivalent position by 2021, up from 70% in 2018, although many of them will be unfilled due to a lack of experienced candidates. The US Bureau of Labor and Statistics projects that employment for information security analysts will grow at 32% between 2018 and 2028, which is higher than the average for all other occupations. The Reader's Digest named cybersecurity project managers and blockchain developers on its list of the 21 most in-demand jobs for 2020. Now that you have the knowledge of the job market as well as the job trends, let's move on and take a look at some of the most important cybersecurity job roles and the corresponding salaries. Now, there are a number of job roles in the field of cybersecurity. Application Security Administrator. The basic job of an application security administrator is to keep the software or the application safe and secure. According to PayScale, the average salary of an application security administrator is about $66,799. Automotive Security Engineer. An automotive security engineer basically protects cars from cyber intrusions. According to PayScale, the average salary of an automotive security engineer is about $76,679. Blockchain Developer or Engineer. A blockchain developer basically codes the future of secure transactions. The average salary of a blockchain developer is about $107,000. Blue Team Member. A blue team member designs defensive measures or hardens the operating systems. According to Simply Hired, the average salary of a blue team member is about $66,169 per year. Cybersecurity Scrum Master. A cybersecurity scrum master watches over and protects all the data. According to Glassdoor, the average salary of cybersecurity scrum master ranges between $104,000 to $173,000 per year. Chief Information Security Officer. Chief Information Security Officer or CISO is the head honcho of cybersecurity. The average salary of Chief Information Security Officer is about $164,000 according to PayScale. Chief Security Officer. According to PayScale, the average salary of a Chief Security Officer is $148,000. Cloud Security Architect. A cloud security architect secures apps and the data in the cloud. According to ZipRecruiter, the average salary of a cloud security architect is about $166,000 per year. Cybersecurity eligibility. The basic qualifications that are required in order to pursue a cybersecurity career include BTech with computer science or information technology, BE or Bachelor of Engineering in Information Technology, Bachelor of Science or BSc in Information Technology or Cybersecurity, MTech or Masters in Technology, Masters in Engineering or Undergraduate and a PG Diploma. Apart from this, it would be great if you have a certification in order to prove your credibility as a cybersecurity professional. There are a number of courses available for the same, out of which Certified Information Security Professional or CISSP and CompTIA Security Plus are two of the most famous ones. So talking about the skills that organizations look for. Now, as a cybersecurity professional, the organizations would expect you to have a number of skills. As a cybersecurity professional, you should have the knowledge of security incident handling and response. As a cybersecurity practitioner, you should be able to handle any threat that violates an organization's security policies or standard security practices. Now, these incidents could be anything such as malware, ransomware, phishing, etc. SIEM, S-I-E-M management. As a cybersecurity professional, you must be capable of managing and analyzing the security information and event management tools and services. Also, you will have to be able to create automation with these tools and take up real-time analysis produced from alerts and translate them into incident response plans. Audit and compliance. A good cybersecurity professional must be capable of conducting a thorough review of organizations' adherence to regulation guidelines. Security and audit compliance knowledge is very important. This is because if you miss out any area of regulatory compliance, it could lead to significant fines and penalties for the organization. Analytics and intelligence. As a cybersecurity professional, you must be capable of leveraging analytics and intelligence gathering in order to identify and find out the attacks as early as possible. By using analytics and intelligence, you will be able to aggregate network and application data to prevent attacks from occurring in the future. Knowledge of firewalls, IDS, and IPS. Cybersecurity professionals must have sound knowledge of firewalls to filter network traffic and prevent unauthorized access onto the networks. Not just that, a cybersecurity professional must also have knowledge of IDS or intrusion detection systems and intrusion prevention systems and know how they relate to the firewall. Apart from this, a cybersecurity professional should also have the knowledge of intrusion detection, application security development, advanced malware prevention, mobile device management, etc. So this brings us to the end of the session. I hope you guys have enjoyed and learned something new. In case you have any doubts or queries, please do let me know in the comment section and I will revert to you at the earliest. We'll be back with more and more exciting sessions. But till then, goodbye and take care.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to this video. Please be kind enough to like it and you can comment any of your doubts and queries and we will reply them at the earliest. Do look out for more videos in our playlist and subscribe to EduReka channel to learn more. Happy learning!